Last night, Trump took aim at one particular group in his speech in Arizona, criminal aliens. Trump batted around some astonishing figures, so we had the world's Matthew Bell do a bit of fact-checking.
Trump says it's hard to believe, but people don't even talk about the issue of criminal aliens. But he sure does.
Zero tolerance for criminal aliens. Zero. Zero.
On day one, during his first hour in office, Trump vows these people will be gone. And there are a lot of them.
There are at least 2 million, 2 million, think of it, criminal aliens now inside of our country. 2 million people, criminal aliens.
But is that figure accurate? Michelle Mittelstadt at the Migration Policy Institute says not exactly.
We estimated that there are 820,000 unauthorized immigrants in the United States who have ever been convicted of a crime.
That research looked at the estimated 11 million people living in the U.S. without legal authorization, a.k.a. undocumented immigrants, and it found that those who've been convicted of crimes added up to 820,000. So where did Trump get the 2 million? It might come from the Center for Immigration Studies. That's a Washington-based organization that favors lowering the numbers of immigrants entering the U.S. And when it counts non-citizens who've been convicted of crimes, it also includes green card holders. But these are legal residents, and there are about 13 million of them, hence Trump's higher number overall. And here's something else to think about. Trump accuses the Obama administration of allowing criminal aliens to return to communities in the U.S. and then not deporting them. Mittelstadt says that's not exactly right either.
By prioritizing for removal, criminal aliens, gang members, recent entrants, which were three of the categories that Mr. Trump mentioned last night, those actually are already groups of people who have been identified for removal. So in some ways, it's a continuation of the policy that is already in place.
Mittelstadt says U.S. policy has focused on deporting criminal aliens going back a decade. And that's continued during President Obama's time in office. The peak was 2013. According to the Department of Homeland Security, 435,000 people were deported that year. Almost 200,000 of them were criminals. Over the past couple of years, the total number of deportations appears to have fallen. One reason for this, though, is that the Obama administration has narrowed its focus. Unauthorized immigrants who've committed crimes are now a top priority for deportation instead of the much larger number of people here in the U.S. illegally. And here's one final comparison that might be useful in all of this. Even if Trump is exactly right, and there really are 2 million criminals among the population of 11 million illegal immigrants in America, how does that compare with the rest of the country? If you look at estimates for adult Americans who've been arrested or detained, but not necessarily convicted of a crime, it's almost 1 out of 3 adults. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.